All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner with Hellraiser Masterpieces. Let's go ahead and finish it up. Homecoming. Let's make sure we're recording. Yep, okay, good. Story by John Rosum, art by Mark Teixeira and Jimmy Palmiotti, and letters by Phil Felix, of course, again. One tale's end heralds a new opening and the chance of escape from hell's dark passages. Mother of God, and a Catholic as well. Leviathan will be pleased. Discipline has already been ingrained into your psyche. But one chance only, not for the tired or poor of heart, but for those huddled masses clutched to the bosom of hell's despair, those aching from the pain of reformation mixed with the sweet textures of insane pleasure and yearning to be free. A minute, just a minute. Scritch, scritch. Honey, is that you? Hello? Brrr. Oh, God. Get out. Gotta get Ben. Stop. Daddy? No, Benjamin, stay where you are. I'll be there in a minute. Damn. I don't know why he said that. Oh, God, Christopher, is that you? Oh, God, I didn't know. What have I... did they do to you? I didn't mean for this to happen to you. I swear I didn't. Oh, my baby brother, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll bet. Long time no see. What has it been, 18 years? You! Why are you here? You have no right. I've settled my score with you already. Wrong character voice. I settled my score with you already a long time ago. Apparently you haven't settled things with him, or maybe he just missed you. I'm sure he has a lot he'd like to tell you, Adam, of the gifts we'd given him in your stead. Gifts which you asked for, but were so willing to surrender to him. Perhaps he was anxious to show you the beautiful consequences of your desires. I'm trying with that guy, folks. He's really not giving me a whole lot to work with. Whatever the case, my normally well-disciplined pet was very intent on finding his way home to you, the brother he loved more than anything, the brother who left him to our tender mercies. Grr, snarl, really? I can certainly appreciate his generous desire to share his gift with you, but discipline is equally important where we come from. I'm afraid your former sibling is going to have to go through more retraining when we get home. And of course, I'll still have to justify the expense of making this long trip. So my pet and I won't be going back alone. Oh God, please don't make me go back with you. I don't want to end up like him. I don't want to go. I've changed. I'm a different man now. I have a wife and son, for God's sake. But if you still feel unworthy... Hold on, we got some more. But you speak as though I were going to kill you or something. I promise you death is the last thing we would offer. Our gifts are wasted on the dead. I promise you'll never reach death. But if you still feel unworthy, I suppose I could offer you the same deal as before, if you'd like. Yes, please, I have a boy. Benjamin, come here. I have a surprise. Oh, excuse me. Benjamin, come here. I have a surprise for you. Forgive me, baby. Oh no, Benjamin! Christopher, what have you... Snarl, hiss. Well? I'm afraid this one won't do now, Adam. Death makes him useless to us. So it looks like it's gonna be you and me after all. No, you offered to take him. Here, he's the one you wanted, not me. Take him, he's yours.
Sorry, Adam. But you know our policy on damaged merchandise. We like them to come back with us kicking and screaming. Can you kick Adam? I know you can scream.
Please, I'll do anything. My wife will be home soon. Take her.
Another time, perhaps. Come, Adam. It's time to go. Time to hear you scream. Time to go home.
And I really like this one. You know, it didn't make a lot of sense. Because the guy literally just said, my wife will be home soon. And, like, it was like, okay.
Okay, fine, we'll wait.
Because, like, he totally just offered another living human. I guess the guy was, like, just that fucking impatient. He's like, hey, hold on a minute. If you want, I'll show you where she's at. Like, here's the... I mean, you're like, dude, are you, like, so ready to sacrifice this guy's wife? Do you just hate women so much? It's like, no, no, it's not that. It's like, I don't want to have hanky-panky time with that guy. I like his spiked shoulders, though. They're pretty fucking cool. And those things, whatever they are, that guy's got big old tusks. But, yeah. I'm not going to sit and admire, oh, your armor is great. What armor? Oh, man. Taste the Darkness. Story by John Rosem again. Bo Hampton is in the art department here. And letters by Richard Starkings. Now, let me get this straight. You are a demon. And just because I solved this stupid puzzle box, you'll come to take me back to hell with you? Taste the Darkness. Well, that's a rather simplified way of putting it, but that's pretty much it, except I'm not a demon. The term is inherently constrictive based on the definition alone. I'm a Cenobite, of the Order of the Gash, and theologian and servant of Leviathan. Do you realize how crazy this all sounds? It's a problem that has to do with your living in a time of religious skepticism and atheism. It sounded a little bizarre to me as well, but I was made to understand. As were you. Did you take these? Yes. It's sad to see someone with such a good eye for symmetry. Oh, I did the wrong characters. It's hard to tell sometimes. It's sad to see someone with such a good eye for symmetry and design living amongst such clutter and chaos. I also drink too much on the weekends and like to be tied up and spanked. So sue me. I suppose I don't want to go to hell with you? Want? You've already proven want, Daphne. What are you talking? Daphne, let me put it another way. You've already made your choice. I'm here. You have to go back with me. That's hardly fair. Oh, come off it, Daphne. You knew what you were getting into when you acquired the puzzle. It didn't come with any instructions. It's a good point. It's not supposed to. That's the whole point. We don't just want anybody solving them. I didn't know that. Then you should make them a little more difficult. That was about the easiest puzzle I've ever done in my life. Easy. You thought the puzzle was easy? Yeah, it took me less than 5 minutes to figure it out. The Rubik's Cube took me nearly an hour, and Angel Gabriel didn't come down to whisk me off to heaven. 5 minutes? That's astounding. I have this knack for puzzles like some people have for math or plumbing. And the puzzle wasn't something which you sought out? There wasn't a need to have it when you found it? Nah, I came across it in a junk shop when I was looking for a lamp. It was $2.50, so I said, what the heck? $2.50? That's pathetic. So I take it you never heard of Philip Le Marchand either? Who? Never mind, you really had no idea what you were getting into, did you? Please, what kind of person would knowingly solve a puzzle that's going to get her dragged off to hell? Boy, I could use a drink right now. Sure, is vodka okay? Adequate. Good, because it's all I've got. I have to admit, you're not the usual sort of person we get. How's that? You're not obsessive, nor do you seem to be frustrated or discontent. Not to say that there aren't exceptions, but most of the people we get seek us in order to provide them with some unfulfilled desire. Something that they don't expect to get out of life on their own. You mean like wealth? The love and understanding of my parents? Stealing Johnny Depp away from Winona Ryder? A Porsche? Peace on Earth? Something like that? Sorry, I'm out of ice. That's fine. No, I really can't give you any of those. Well, what good are you then? I was thinking more along the lines of pleasure like you've never known. Immortality, the heightening of your senses, the ability to taste the darkness, to hear the heartbeat of a butterfly, to see music, poetic stuff like that. And you can really give me all that? Well, not me personally, but thanks anyway, but I'll pass. You don't understand, I have to take someone back with me. How about you take my landlord instead, if he's nearby? It was a joke, World Jack. It's not really as bad as you make it out to be. Our entire ideology centers around order and structure. The perfect balance between mind and body, pain and pleasure. Almost a yin-yang philosophy, except there is no room for chaos or asymmetry. Sometimes I wish the world was neat and ordered like that. It would be safe, secure, but there's something to be said for chaos. I would miss the anxiety and anticipation of the unforeseen future. I like the surprise of not knowing what's going to happen, even if it'll hurt me, because it makes me feel like I'm in charge of my own life, my own decisions. Someday I may want otherwise, but for now,
I respect your views, even if I don't share them. It's a shame that I cannot go back empty-handed. If you come with me now, you will not be remade into a Cenobite like myself, and you have too much potential to be wasted as sculpting material or otherwise. The photos! Take the photographs back with you. They came from my soul, and besides, this way you won't be going back empty-handed. You know, Daphne, you're something else. You're free to stay. I'm going to miss you. You never know. Someday I may change my mind. I'll get back to you if I do. How do you propose to do that? I still have this. Work, clack, 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 chick, chick. It's much harder now. If you can solve it, I'll know you're ready.
Won't you get in trouble for this?
Probably, but there's a lot to be said for pain. Besides, I'd be lying to you if I told you that you were the only one we ever let go.
Now, that's interesting.
The leader of my order had a particular fondness for one woman about your age. She kept turning up, and he let her go each time. I'll take these. They're my favorites. You know, for someone from hell, you're a pretty nice guy, Whirljack. Not exactly what I'd call evil.
That's a Judeo-Christian belief. In reality, we're not unlike most people. Demons to some, angels to others, to coin a phrase.
So you're really letting me stay?
For now. The rest is up to you. There's a lot of potential in you, Daphne. Develop it good, develop it. Goodbye, Daphne.
There's a sound there, but it's a little faded.
This doesn't look so hard.
The end.
I like that one. That was really good.
It's probably one of my favorite ones.
Love is a many splendored thing. Story by Eric Salzgaber, art by Mike Hoffman, and letters by Gasper.
But now, after we see this, it's gonna kinda, I don't know. Because that one was so good. I don't know how you can really top that.
Her name is... Oh, shit. S-E-L-A? S-E-L-A?
Man.
Don't they just call her, like, S-E for short? She's a gunman with a mission. A single-minded obsession.
No, there's two panels there.
Yes, I shall find that puzzle, solve it, and I will learn of their work. A single-minded obsession. A lifetime of research, of preparation. It must be here.
May I help you?
A quest which you will see fulfilled. This is it.
Oh, wow, what a weird way of doing these fucking panels.
Yeah, because so it's, this is it, may I help you, and then the quest would, alright. So let's just go back a little bit, because, man, they really screwed these panels up. Sorry, guys, it's not necessarily, you know, just common left to right.
This is it. May I help you? A quest which you will see fulfilled.
I thought maybe we could both help each other. Is there some place where we could be alone? Whatever the cost.
Yes. Finally, yes.
Come hell or high water.
She found the puzzle she sought. She's lit the final piece in blood in place.
My name is Draleba. I have observed you for some time. You have long sought our attention. What now that you have received them?
I didn't believe, didn't dare hope it was true.
But it is. Now you will know what others have only heard, whispered, and have feared or longed for.
Yes, I want to know, to experience.
You will.
Now, I want it now. Take me, lead me to the places I want to be, the places I have read and dreamt of.
You're not afraid?
Of what?
Of your appearance?
Of eternity?
My entire life has been spent in preparation for this moment.
Seek bliss undreamt of, and you will be its agent. I don't fear you. I embrace you.
I do not believe you to be ready. I shall return another time.
I cannot take you now. There is more yet for you to do. I do not believe you have the heart for it.
No, you must take me. You must. I've solved the puzzle.
Damn it, come back.
Coming so close, she's failed, rejected. She only has one choice.
She'll try again.
Now what are we going to do?
Whatever I want.
Yes, when do we start?
It's already begun.
Do you want me?
Yes, Essie.
Oh, God, yes.
More than anything.
Tell me, do you want me?
Yes, please. Do you want to make me happy?
I need that.
Yes, I'll do anything for you.
Anything.
Yes, you will.
Anything?
What are you? Don't!
Oh, stop carrying on so. It's for a good cause. It will make me happy.
The process is completed. The final piece in blood and obsession put in place.
Come back to me. Now you have to come back.
You can't deny me.
I knew it would bring you.
Excuse me.
I knew it would bring you the blood. I've seen rivers of it in my time. It holds no sway over me. What brought you then? You did. I wish to see you again. To take me? Are you here to take me? Are you sure you want to go? Do you know what it is I offer? Yes, an eternal life and pleasure, power. That is what I want. And are you sure I'll deliver it? You must. Everything I've studied, every path I've followed has led me to that conclusion. Yes, I will have it all, and from you. But look at me. Do I look happy to you? What has happiness to do with it? True pleasure has nothing to do with that nonsense. Happiness is for those without scope. There we are. I want to know the face of eternity. Your face. Yes, but don't you want more here before I take you? No, I've a belly full of what this plane has to offer. Weakness and cowardice. This is not my realm. I've watched you for a long time, watched you as you sought me out. You are a beautiful woman. Wouldn't you prefer to linger here, make yourself a less harsh existence than the one I would take you to? No, I want what you offer, or are supposed to offer, now. No, you are not ready yet. No, but the blood, what of the blood? Shed tears, not blood. Next time it will bring me all the quicker. Unseen by Esalé, Dralaba returns unbidden, more than once, and dares to dream dreams forbidden, a soldier in the army of order. Days later, what are you doing? I will find my way to eternity, if not by you, then by another. You have no idea what manner of power you're trifling with. You may think it a game now, but I can promise you a different outlook should I take you with me. You have no idea the sights that would assail you should I dare to damn you. If you are to gain what you think you seek, it will. If you are to gain what you think you seek, it will be by me and no other. Do you understand? You talk of eternity. What difference does it make if you remain here for another year or 10 or 50? Why are you treating me this way? Is this some part of the process? Are you teasing me to draw out my pleasure before you reveal my future? Your future. This will be your future. Ah! Leviathan has its ways. Perhaps I have mine. Perhaps I am trying to spare you. I must know. Come to me now. I need you. I think this will be our last meeting. Please know you've so much to show me, so much to teach me. I don't want to show you Leviathan's secrets, and I don't want you to see them. Why? Can you be so foolish as to deny me the power you so obviously wield? Do you care so little for me and my desires? You understand nothing. Your hope, your excitement, your desire would turn to dust in the face of Leviathan. I know nothing of Leviathan, but surely if it spawned you and others like you, it must be a vast and knowing power. Leviathan is flawed. Its absolute order called to me, produce me, and I am lost. Lost? Leviathan makes mistakes. It sometimes calls to souls it cannot keep or claims others that are of little use. What does that mean to me? Am I never to know? Look at me. Do you wish to know this? Is your search for power worth such corruption of the flesh and dereliction of the soul? Your dream of an untainted and perfect reality of bliss can never come true. Hear me. Leviathan is flawed. How do you know? How can you be so sure? Because I love you and have loved you since you first began your quest. If I did not, your flesh would now roast in Leviathan's black heart. This I will not have. That's not your decision. Flay me, burn me, put me through unendurable agonies. But I must have Leviathan's knowledge of eternity. I've left all experience here behind. I'm bored. So was I once when I called forth my transformer. Leviathan unmade me, sought my soul, and won it. But my love for you has proven it's my weakness. I should not love, should not care for anything but Leviathan's bidding. And yet, Esalé, I want only to spare you from what you know nothing of. Leviathan wants me. It will have me. Esalé, please, do not deny what Leviathan has sought to take from me. My humanity, my love can save you. Stay in this realm, please. You are pathetic. You stay. My heart and soul lie with Leviathan and its secrets. Are you sure, Esalé? I can stay here, give my soul to your body so that you may go to Leviathan, but I cannot go back. Then you would join the ranks of the Cenobium without the necessary adjustments? But to do so will consign me to true hell here without you. Then I do you a favor. Hell is more than you deserve. Then let it begin. The transformation will not be too painful for you. I love you, Esalé. Remember me. I still don't get that. I mean, like, she wanted to go, but... with my lips. Story by John Roseman again. Art by Rod Wingham. Colors by Matt Hollingsworth. And letters by Michael Heisler. When I was a child, I used to think that Disney World was the happiest place on Earth. I was wrong. I have come to paradise. That thing about teaching old dogs new tricks, it's a lie. Those are the best ones to learn. They're the most gratifying. Such as solving the puzzle which opened wide the gates of hell, which bestowed upon me hell's rich rewards. The Cenobites provided me with what they had promised, pleasure beyond my wildest dreams. I'm surprised they didn't laugh at my expectations. I expected great sex, highs like no drug could provide, dreams made real, mundane compared to what they gave me. Heightened senses, the ability to feel the terror in a bird's heart, smell the salt in a tear running down a baby's cheek, taste a bumblebee on a grain of pollen lost in flight, to hear water flow through the veins of a dying leaf, see a flake of dead skin trapped between the floorboards, and the pain, passion of memory so real that I was thrown into a temporal backlash. They gave me all of this in the greatest pleasure of all. In hindsight, I can't believe that I overlooked it in life, like the snappy comeback which only comes long after the incident itself has passed. All of those wonderful pleasures granted me by my enhanced senses overwhelmed me until they became too much to bear. But the pain was excruciating and became the greatest pleasure of all. She came along after they brought me here, she with her amazing touch. She understood the connection between pain and pleasure perfectly. She was a masseuse of torture, skilled craftsman completely at one with her work. I shuddered and tingled at every caress, at each breath of hers which reached my skin. She was doing things to me that I never dreamed another being was capable of doing. The removal of my physical parts meant the removal of the sensations which those areas provided me. These lost sensations forced the heightening of those in other areas to compensate for the loss. Sensations intermingled on my nerve endings like single notes of music coming together to create a beautiful symphony. I could not fall in love with her. I know she has a special fondness for me as well. Parts of me have gone into some of her best creations. Part of me. I'm in the mall. If only I had known about her when the other Cenobites had asked me what it was I desired. My passion for her and what she did to me transcended anything that mere words such as lust or even love could encompass. If only I could have told her how I felt. But my tongue was one of the first things to go. Mr. Shine needs a pancreas, my sweet, and you've always been such a good provider. My sweet, she called me her sweet. Her voice was like the sigh of an angel and provided me with the coolest chill whenever I heard it. Whenever she was near, I experienced a sexual high like none I'd ever known. God, how I wanted her. If only I could have told her. It wasn't long before trouble came to paradise. It hadn't been the first time he'd come. The delivery boy had been here countless times before. It was his job. He even brought me. After a while, I sensed there was another reason he kept coming back. It was a reason that I did not like. Did not like one bit. I prayed with every fiber of my being that I was wrong. That I was reading too much into things, misinterpreting them, but I knew I wasn't. I was about to discover the drawbacks of having heightened senses. As time progressed, things only got worse. Any denials which I tried to preserve were quickly crushed. I was rapidly learning the truth about pain, a pain deeper than any I've ever been exposed to, even here in hell. A pain which could never be mistaken for pleasure. Hell is not that much different from the world from which I came. Here also it often takes an action of immense scope to bring sight to eyes which have been blinded to the truth. I was much more than a fool to have deluded myself into believing that she could ever love me back. That she could ever have thought of me as anything more than meat, material with which to work her craft. Even worse than this complete and utter feeling of dejection and betrayal is my inability not to feel their pleasure. It would be torture enough just to know. Why must they do it right in front of me? Not that it would matter. I'd be able to sense their acts of passion even if they were miles away. Oh God, I wish they'd stop. The smell of her wetness, the sounds of their shared ecstasy, the warmth of his erection, sensations which would normally bring me more pleasure than to their source, now cause me more pain than 1,000 hot needles being slowly pushed into my eye. Please make them stop. I can't stand to share their pleasure any longer. Please make them stop. For the first time, I truly feel that I am in hell. The cycle is complete. This woman that I so desire, she who has shown me that the most unbearable pain could become the pinnacle of pleasure, has now shown me that the greatest pleasure could be the ultimate form of suffering. I wanted so much to be able to hate her. I tried so hard. My latest is nearly finished, my sweet. It won't be long before we begin another, you and I. I couldn't, no matter what. I was still consumed with desire for her. I wonder if I hadn't disgraced myself at the last minute, If I hadn't forever blown my chances of becoming a Cenobite like she is, would things be different for us? Let's take a look at your hand, my sweet. Would it have been her hands that would have freed me from the scraps of humanity surrounding me into a creature of Leviathan? Were they her hands that built her current lover? Naturally, he kept coming back, even when he wasn't bringing her any supplies. I was so intent on trying to block out their ecstasy that I almost missed his surprising reaction, his moment of pain, his yearning for a simple pleasure of which he could not partake. Oh, how I relished that moment of his frustration. It was like a stab of hope tearing into my own despair. It was my last moment of true pleasure. In retrospect, I should have savored it more then, because this ragged memory provides me with little comfort now. Then I heard her comforting words, her promise to help fulfill his wish. It was like every queasy feeling I'd ever had coming back at once, because I knew it was coming next. It was the icing on the cake of my torment. I only hoped that it wouldn't be me she came to. Let her pick anyone but me. She picked me. She caressed my face with a tender, loving passion that I always hoped she would. Only now it finally came to me and felt anything but rapture. This was the ultimate act of defilement. The desire to hate her burned in my heart, but the actual hate I knew would never come. I could only hope that she would use up the rest of me quickly. Until then, I would have no peace. The worst part was having to watch, to feel his ultimate joy and fulfillment as he was finally able to do what I've always wanted to do, to passionately kiss her with my lips. The end. I didn't care for that. Later. Story by C.J. Henderson and Vincent Cecilioni. Or Cecilioni. There we are. Cecilini. Art by Colleen Duran and letters by Gaspar. His name, like the names of all those in hell, is unimportant. His life, like the lives of all those in hell, can be split into two segments. The years he spent the years he spent being pushed towards hell by others, and the years spent seeking it on his own. Most of that second segment, the self-help years, were spent studying artifacts and arcane clues, the legends and rumors he would discover to be truth. What he did not understand was that negotiating the Lemur-Chan configuration was not the solution he sought, but only a piece of the puzzle. The room, dark, dank, cold, stinking of sweat, failed bowels, and failed bladders, murmuring with prayers for a more final type of death. Its effects so intense that he would retch if he still had working organs with the ability to pump forth his choking bile. Why do you beg so when it was you who sought us? The last automatic signals left to his mind fight his pain so he might comprehend his captor's words and give answer. I've wanted, dreamed of becoming one of you. Flattering and admirable goal, but like all others, you have far to travel. You must learn to shed the identity of flesh. Let the education continue. No, wait, I am different. Worthy, I can prove it. You can? Let us hear your story. I would ride the subway at night, choosing the right victims. A woman riding nervously alone, suspicious of everyone, praying quietly for safe arrival. Following her as she would ascend from the underworld to street level, I would think at her, calling to her mind. I knew it would not be long before I could make her react to my presence. Following her down gray night's desolate streets, I would narrow the distance between us. Her fear, exuding from her like a jungle fragrance, was arousing. And she would know, smelling me as I smelled her. She'd always turn, and I... Oh, enough, a weakness of the flesh. Purposeless pain, born of a lack of order. We've heard this all before. No, wait, please. Yes, you haven't heard my story before, I swear it. Let me finish and you'll see. Continue. When I would begin my attacks, every nightmare they had ever dreamed replay in their minds. I would help, of course, by forcing her to the ground, punishing her. Staring at her from above, I'd give her a moment to plead. At the point she expected the worst, I would stop. No, you're not ready yet. Fishing through their purses for identification, I would read name and address out loud. When she was ready, when the time was right, I promised I would return. Then I'd leave, telling her, I'll see you later. As I walked away, I would whistle something pleasant. It's a small world after all. And oftentimes over the years, it was. Time and again, it was always the same. My onslaught beginning quickly, stopping suddenly. My sincere promises to return always kept. I fed on their terror, drank their torment and anguish in deep slurping gulps. My never-ending attacks maddened their imaginations, festered in their nightmares. It made me smile. It made me... happy.
I played them like violins, peering from bushes, thinking their names, mailing them blank pages so they could read my soul, never letting them forget, never letting the terror subside, never. I collected their emotions like insects, pinning their wings to the wall with my camera, knowing more surely each day that it would soon be time to step toward immortality. My victims, depleted of usefulness, passed the breaking points. I left them behind, some broken, most dead by their own hand, the overture completed. Now there remain only the main concept, configuration, negotiation in E minor, the music of eternal life. I had provided Leviathan a multitude of fodder souls. I had proven my worth. Now, I want my just reward. Well, I admit your story has merit, but I hasten to add that I think you may have missed the point. You have potential. There is a fine sense of order within you. But first, I feel you should become better versed in our philosophies. No, wait. What are you saying? When do I become one of you? Perhaps later. No! Oh, But it never really explained. It says you should become better versed in our philosophies, but they never explain that. Dear Diary, story by Shelley Fish, art by Colleen Doran, letters by Jade Moede. Okay, I think I've got it figured out now. I'm going to read this thing one more time, and then I'm going to burn it. Oh, Mom, Dad, I was wondering, would it be okay for me to go to the carnival tomorrow night? Is this for me to go to? I don't know, honey. Tomorrow's a school night. What did Jackie's parents say? Oh, well, I'm not going with Jackie. It's another friend. A boy. Oh, a boy. Lindsay's got a boy for... Ow! Come on, Mom, please. What do you think, Jim?
Oh, I think we can work something out.
All right. You got him, Bill. Nice shot, kid. Here's your prize. What is it? Looks like some kind of puzzle cube. Gee, you think there's anything inside? Why don't you keep it and find out? Really? Thanks. You know, Jackie's really into puzzles and stuff. She's gonna die when I... No, wait. I got an idea. Listen, take the cube home and don't tell anybody about it. That way the only people who know will be you and me. It'll be our secret gift. Dum-dum-dum. Dum-dum-dum-da-dum-dum-dum. Hello. Well, somebody had a good time tonight. You could say that. Here, kiddo, for the collection. Thanks. Dum-da-dum-da-chapel. Dum-de-dum. Dum-dum-de-dum. I don't know what that is, love. She's singing some song. So, how'd it go at the carnival? It went really well. I think he likes me. I knew it. He is so cute. Tell me all about it. Don't you dare leave anything out. Shh, here he comes. Hi, Bill. Oh, hey, Lindsay. So I said strawberry? Come off it. Because sure, the guy used to be okay, but he hasn't had a really good season in years. They're talking about Daryl Strawberry. Didn't he have a game? I'm not sure if he had a game. I don't think Daryl Strawberry had a game. Oh, Lindsay. Dad called to say he's working late. And I took Tina to school for parents' night. Dinner's in the oven. See you later. Love, Mom. He really needs him anyways. I mean, he's not so much anyway. Not like I need to go out with him anyhow. He's just a stupid, stuck-up... Got is this stupid, ugly thing. Great, some secret gift. What? Oh, you know, it's actually reading the pages of our diary. It says, everything was so beautiful yesterday. How come things change so fast? I mean, I thought we had something, but now all I've left is that cube he gave me, this stupid cube. Up and at 'em, honey. You're going to be late for school. I don't think I'm going in today, Mom. I don't feel real good. Well, you don't have a fever, but you really don't look well. Well, if you're sure you can't make it, I'll be home around 6. Give me a call if you need anything. Okay, Mom, thanks. Hey, Lynn, will you please knock before you come in? Sorry, I just wanted to tell you, I hope you feel better. Yeah, well, thanks, kiddo. Just keep the door behind you. Just close the door behind you, huh? Lindsay, dinner. No, thanks, Mom. I'm not hungry. Oh, I bet she's not. Are you sure you didn't eat anything last night either? You should eat something. I said I don't want it, okay? Linz, Mom and I want to talk to you. We've been worried about you, honey. The way you've been for the last couple of days. Is there something you want to tell us? No, I'm just sick, that's all. I'll be better in a day or two, I guess. No, honey, it's more than that. Look at you. You're not eating, you're not sleeping, your mood keeps swinging back and forth. Is there a problem at school? Something with that boy you went out with? I said I'm fine. You people never understand me. Why can't you leave me the hell alone? All right, young lady, you want a loan? You've got a loan, but whatever's going on is over now. Tomorrow morning, you're going back to school. Come hell or high water, he said. Damn, that's how it used to be, folks. So once again, we have a poem which revolves around the image of a rose. Can anyone tell me what this particular rose represents? Any volunteers? How about you, Lindsay? What? Oh, I didn't hear the question too well. Could you repeat it? Didn't hear it, eh? Well, I'll make you a deal. I'll try to speak louder if you try paying attention while you're in this room. Now then, can anyone else explain the poem's rose symbolism? Stupid bitch. Ooh. Yeah, that must be it. It had to be the diary. It's the only way you could have known the cube existed, let alone where to find it. I should have taken it to school with me, but how could I know you'd read it? I mean, I barely got home in time to see. I didn't know the cube would do that. Damn you, Tina. Why'd you have to be such a nosy, prying, obnoxious brat? Why, kiddo? Why did it have to be you when it should have been me? Okay, so I don't really get what happened. Huh. I guess she, I don't know, got taken? The Last Laugh. Story by McNally Segal. Art by Sean Martinborough. And letters by Steve Dutro. Steve and Marty Finoli. Stand-up comedians preparing for a tough house. Finishing touches. Add a little color. Ugh, what a dive. Why'd we ever take this booking? We didn't have a choice. I'm not going out there again. Sorry, boys, this is one gig nobody gets out of. You're on! The comedian's prayer. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh! Well, that last comment kind of fell apart. I think you're gonna like these next guys that have worked their way through a labyrinth of comedy clubs. They finally found their way here. Lamar Chan brings you back again for the first time. Hey, bartender. Couple of shots of puss. It's a-coming. It's coming. The Last Laugh. The Fabulous Finolis! Thank you, thank you. You know, Marty, I don't get it. If this is hell, then where are all the little guys in red suits with horns? Right, Stevie, these boys don't look like devils. They look like rejects from Hell's Angels production of Godspell. Too much to bear. Patience. They won't last long. So what exactly is a Cenobite, Marty? A mess of trouble. The hook! Give him the hook! Ah, please, God, no, I can't take this again. Wait, if you didn't like those, we got a million more! Up next, Hell's Variation of the Actor's Nightmare. You're on, sweetheart. Wait, please, what play is it? I don't know my lines. Where's my costume? Have fun. Where's my skin? Man, we died out there. No kidding, we need new material. How about the one about Finoli's curtain going up? 3, 2, 1. So I was talking Leviathan the other day, and oh yeah? Interesting guy. Multifaceted. Ruler of all hell. Omnipotent? Or omnipointed? I like that. Blasphemy! Make them bleed! We're running low on body fluids. What do you say you retire those two Finoli jokers for good? With pleasure. But among the legions of hell, all is not as it seems. A new age has dawned as a daring group of commandos challenge the wrath of hell to save innocents trapped there. Ron Ringwood, most rebellious of the seven harrowers, removes his Cenobite disguise. Oh, I forgot about the harrowers. It's actually one of the harrowers that kills Pinhead for good. And that's actually part of the... that's in the Scarlet Gospels. I think it's one of the harrowers that does it, if I'm not mistaken. Soul-saving time. Uh-oh. Yeehaw! Now we've done it. What's going on? No, please, don't take us to Leviathan. Cool it, guys. I'm getting you the hell out of here. The hook. Give the intruder the hook. Ah, rip, rip. Ah. A gift of the goddess Morte Mame. Instantaneous healing. Oh, shit. They're actually using other fucking gods to defeat the... Okay, that's pretty interesting. I didn't expect that. Who's smiling now? Hmm? 3 against 3,000. We know where we're not wanted. An instant opening, cut by a harrower's weapon, makes a grand exit from the theater in hell. He's not a Cenobite, he's one of the harrowers. Always leave him wanting more, boys. Stop him. They're gone. No trace. Such a disruption. Leviathan will not stand for this. Not hell, not earth, another place. The goddess's force draws them in. Welcome, Finolis. I am Morte Mame, and I have a proposition for you. If you so choose, I can sever your ties to hell and return you to earth for one full day as your former self. As the sun sets, you will be transformed anew into that which befits the nature and sophistication of your spirits. Auron Ringwood can return you to hell. The choice is simple, and it happens in the blink of an eye. Back in their Hollywood apartment, surrounded by stale jokes and old routines. None of this stuff is funny, I know. We spent our whole life trying to make people laugh and we weren't any good at it. All of this stuff sucks. What made us think we were any good? Hey, look at this. You know, there is one person that thinks we're funny. Yeah, who? Our mother. You're right, but with her so sick, it's been a long time since we've seen her smile. Been a long time since we've seen her, period. We've got time. Let's do it. Cedar Lake Hospital, now home to Angela Finoli, and last stop on the comic circuit for the fabulous Finolis. Remember when we used to make her laugh? She made us want to be comedians, then we abandoned her. Out on the lawn, the one with the walker. Come on, we can do it one last time. She looks so old and tired. It's going to be tough. No, it isn't. She's our mom. Hey, Mom, what's worse than two sons that rarely visit? Two sons that never visit. They call that a walker? Looks like you're doing all the walking. Please, Mom, we... Oh, my God, it's happening. It's time. No stopping. The change. Ruff, 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 ruff. What in God's name? My boys. Help, somebody stop him. Yow! Mr. Morrissey. Glug, glug. And then she finally laughed. That's funny. I like that. The Harrowing Part 2. Insurrection. Story by Clive Barker. Written by Anna Miller, Malcolm Smith, and Fred Vicarell. Art by Tristan Shane. Letters by John Costanza. Vera Wyshak. Ron Ringwood. Marty Sevenbirds. Hear the grateful voice of your captive goddess, my harrowers. Oh, it's supposed to be like this. Ah, I should know this. Vera Wyshak, Ron Ringwood, Marty Sevenbirds, and Lucienda Lavendia Clavier. Claire, not Clavier. And your guide, Ovid, of course. Winston Gage and the Kitten Zink, and Dublin Morse. Your first effort is against Leviathan's finest soldiers was heroic, but there is work yet to be done. You have released me from my bonds by solving the puzzle of the tomb chamber. Now you must deliver me from my prison completely. You must return to hell to free their hostage, Bunny Benedict. She has been the loyal guardian of my tomb and is not to be forsaken. Be assured that Leviathan's military commander, the general, will suffer mightily for this defeat and will retaliate in kind. The severed remains of your victims are now flowing and crawling back to hell in a river of their own blood. Every Cenobite will feel the anguish of defeat, and every one will swear revenge. Please, Lord Leviathan, call on me to be your servant. Your militia has failed. Allow me to annihilate once and for all the goddess Morte Mami and her harrowers. Your plea is answered, chosen one. You will be allowed to prove your worthiness. I shall, my lord. The Harrowing Part 2, Insurrection. Teach these harrowers to suffer at their own hands. Take what they have left us, the remains of the battle, and build for me a creature of fury. As is your bidding, Lord Leviathan, I will favor this Cenobitic stew. With a drop of revenge, 6 parts hatred, and a pinch of expertise. Forge with the fires of fury. What the hell is everybody moping around for? Morte Mami said we kicked some ass in that fight. You didn't lose it, Marty. You stuck it in the gut of that horse bitch who took Bunny. You brought that crap, Vero? You know we barely made it through that fight alive. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know how to control our powers. Dublin's right. Could have hurt one of you with those electrical power surges, and now that I've lost my sword, I'm completely useless. Would everyone kindly shut up? This arguing is useless. Morte Mami said we must prepare for the worst, so... I know what we'll do to prepare. Lucinda and I'll get the hell out of this dump and away from the rest of you before we get killed. We'll do nothing of the kind, Lavinia. You know, as well as I do, that we just had the biggest thrill of our lives. Why won't you admit it? I'll admit it, but I feel scared, like I'm worth something, I guess. Well, I feel like a sitting duck. I say we get off our butts and brace ourselves for some ugly shit to come up out of hell. There's no telling what kind of freak show they're concocting down there. My work is done, Lord Leviathan. I present to you my Opacus Farrago. Call it the Furier. And send it forth. I don't know about the rest of you, but me and my one good arm are going to be ready when those ugly sons come back. Got my boomerang and spit like acid to them Cenobites. Excuse me, Professor Morse. What do you think we should do now? Well, Mortimami said we have to release her from the tomb. But how? She didn't say. Maybe it's another puzzle. Sure looks like one. Entrance to the tomb is caved in. Do you think we should try to send the kitten down? Then Gage can switch places with it like he did during the fight and... Hold on a second. Solving a puzzle will summon the Cenobites. Let's not solve one until we're ready. Well, get your machete, homeboy, because ready or not, here they come. Vroom. What was you saying about a puzzle, Ron? Maybe it's just another earthquake. Earthquake my ass. Spread out and surround them. How many of them are there? Keep one eye behind you, everybody. Fall back too far and you'll end up in the pit with Mortimami. Wait a second. Ain't that the same freak I hacked up last round? Crum, frump, woof. Hey, this ain't right. We dismembered that cowboy already. And that one. Well, now they're back. They? That's an it. I'm gonna be ill. Can we run? Dear God, what sick mind put this together? This is it. We're dead meat. Shut up. Your screams won't stop it. How can we dismember something that's already in pieces? Yow! Thump. Scourge. Guy. Goof. I am with you in spirit, my children. Use your weapons. Use your gifts. My work must be done. Now! The lady says she doesn't like you coming around her house, you ugly totem pole. So why don't you run on back to hell while you're still in one big slimy piece? To hell while you're still in one big slimy piece? How presumptuous she is, this harrower. And fearless, watching her die will be so enjoyable. Perhaps our hostage would like to see her agony, too. Bring her to the blood pool, Merkova, my sweet. Let her see. My shoulder, it hurts. Please make her stop. There now. Are you quite comfortable, Bunny? No? Release her, Merkova. Careful now. Don't blink. I think the good part's coming up. Ah, yes. No. Oh, yes, but be consoled, Miss Benedict. Her agony will be brief while yours will be everlasting. Vera's down. Two. It's okay, Dublin. From down here, I can oof, hit below the belt. You all right, you sneaky bastard? Invisible and accounted for. Jeez, everybody, watch out. When you split the thing open, more of it comes out. Could be arms or chains. Ching, ching, ching. Gage. Ah! How? Is it how? I don't know. Damn it, I'm hit. Me too. It can't see me, but it's got me. Can't breathe. Gage down too. Shit, Vera, got my hands full. Come on, girls, we're dying over here. I can't. It's too... All right, I'm coming in. With what? Your bare hands? No, Marty. Where's Zink? Zink, now switch. Ooh! Ah! Ching, ching, ching. Ooh! Meow. That's a cat. Meow, meow. Okay, they got a cat there. Yes. Heck. Clack. I can't see you, so I'm taking a wild guess. Dublin, yeah? There. Dublin. Shit. Did I get you, man? Don't do that, man. Thanks, Ron. There's got to be something I can do. Maybe. Yes, outside. The egg statue. Is Marty running away? Is he? He's outside. He's stumped under that huge egg. Yeah! He's electric power. He's summoning it. Come on, sissy. It looks like it's our turn. Let's go. Ovid, use your fumes to disorient it. Lucinda, lure it towards the pit. I just hope I can use my power to get this egg rolling. Morte Mommy, please help me. Or help, well, whatever. Help me, please. All right, it's at the edge of the pit. What's next? Run like hell! Oh no, another earthquake. That's no earthquake. It's Marty. Marty? Just keep your eyes on the door. He's inside the egg. He'll never fit through the door. But he's not stopping. No, Marty, get out. But he'll go down with it. He'll knock it into the pit. Yeah! Come and get it, sucker. Chain should conduct electric. Clank, clank. Eat my sparks, you mutant bastard.
Hey, what? The pit! No! Whoa! Marty, he's gone. Oh, God, but the tomb, that's where the goddess is. Yes! The goddess! Marte Mami is free! You have released me, Herors. The creature you defeated has taken my place in the tomb. But what about Marty? Is he dead? Life cannot be destroyed within the tomb, nor can it be created. Marty has given himself for us. He will be trapped in eternal combat with the creature. We must save him. We gotta reopen the tomb. You cannot. That would be a fatal error. In due time, we will tend to Marty. But now the hostage awaits us in hell. The doorway is closing. I'm on my way, goddess. Vroom. Run! He'll be in hell alone, Morte Mami. How will he? He is headstrong and impulsive, as you are, Vera. But I will guide his course. My bike seems to be driving itself. Good thing I don't know where the hell Bunny is. Sniff, sob. You have only begun to taste true agony at my hands, Miss Benedict. And you close your eyes to it, but your eyes will be open. To view the true face of your pain. Wow, that's actually Pinhead. Ah! Allow me to relish the torturous reconfiguration of your flesh, my fragile. No, please, no. Woman? Ah, ha, ha, ha. Ah, ha, ha, I see. You've already been trying to do some reconfiguring at home. I must admit I'm honored to be the one to make your dreams of womanhood come true, Mr. Benedict. Let's see, I suppose we should start here. Whoosh! Guess again, Spikehead. Crash! No time to stop, Bunny. Whack! So grab on. Clank! And don't let go. Clank! Catch you later, needle brain. Ah! It's like, ash! It's like supposed to be the vehicle. Can this be? Come on, baby. Get us home. Be quick, my child. Come back through. Yes! And now, for the transformation. Watch now, my Herors, as Bunny Benedict is enfolded into my womb. The furnace of transformation. Each soul that you rescue from hell, and there will be many, will undergo this rebirth. Delivered out of my body, back into the world, in the same physical form as before, until the next sunset. Bunny has one day only in his previous physical form. When dust comes, so does his transformation. Transformation into what? That is Destiny's decision. I am merely Destiny's conduit. I'll be watching. She's gone! What did she mean, transformation? Dunno, Gage. I say we follow Bunny and find out. It's barely morning. What do you think he'll do with us? What do you think he'll do with his last day? Probably think his lucky stars if he's not spending it in hell. Ugh. Markova, Markova, my sweet. Forgive me, your wounds are so grave, and yet my thoughts lie with our defeat. Steady now, angel. Let me release you from the misery of this legendary sword. Fish. Markova! No, it cannot be, and yet it is. Markova, my love, you have not died in vain, for you have secured for hell a harrower's weapon, one I will use to secure my revenge. The sun is setting, and I've done nothing but watch the children play, and pray that destiny, like the goddess Morte Mami, is merciful. A tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket. There goes the sun, and me. Ah, hey, what's your name, little girl? Bunny Benedict. Want to play with us? May I? Yes. Well, it's been nice knowing you, one and all. Farewell, take care. Where do you think you're going? You can't just leave. Morte Mami said, I wrote a letter to my love. Morte Mami did not say we had to stay together. Cease your senseless bickering, Harrowers, and prepare yourselves for your mission. Explore your powers, strengthen your weaknesses, find your way as one. Our enemy Leviathan has countless tortured souls that are in need of liberation. Your time is beginning. Lord Leviathan, hear me, General. I vow that these heroes will suffer beyond comprehension for their crimes against your dominion. I will not fail again, I assure you. This time it's war. The end. And that's it, guys. Okay. So, there we go. That's the end of Volume 2. And we got to see the end of the Harrowers, which, again, Clive Barker wrote. It's interesting that Clive Barker wrote a solution to the puzzle that was Hellraiser. He's like, well, I'll create this goddess that basically undoes what the Cenobites did.
And she has a completely different mindset where you get one day on Earth as yourself, but then when dusk comes, you become what Destiny wants you to be. So it's a completely different thing. And it seems like Morte Mami is actually supposed to control human rebirth, reincarnation, rather. So instead of this torturing in hell and the great mysteries or whatever, you become reborn as what Destiny desires you to be. That's pretty fucking cool, I think. And that's what Clive Barker himself wrote for this. The man that wrote Hellraiser wrote a way to undo Hellraiser. And that is absolutely fucking fantastic. So there you go. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out with Grimm's Comics Corner and Hellraiser Masterpieces Volume 2, which is the only volume there is. That's it, guys. They didn't make any more. I'll see you next time with more comics.